Welcome to Tech Talks with Kensoft. This is where we cut through all the noise and really give you a shortcut to being properly well-informed about, well, the crazy speed of tech today.
It moves fast.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're doing a deep dive into some really exhilarating breakthroughs looking ahead to 2025. We're hitting AI, quantum computing, and the next wave of connectivity, 6G.
Yeah. Three massive areas.
Exactly. And this isn't just about, you know, skimming headlines. We want to understand the foundational shifts happening now and what they actually mean for you. Okay, let's unpack this.
Sounds good. And it's an exciting time, definitely. What's really interesting is how the picture forms when you look at all the different sources. We've got insights from, say, Moody's ratings, ENAX, big company news from Microsoft, Google.
The usual suspects.
Right. Plus cutting-edge research, scientific communities, even some chatter on, you know, popular tech platforms. And together they paint this, well, coherent picture, but sometimes a surprising one of what's just around the corner.
So not just theory.
Not at all. We're really setting the stage to see how these innovations are actually moving out of the lab and are poised to genuinely reshape, well, our daily lives and whole industries.
And speaking of reshaping industries, first thing that just jumps out is this AI revolution. Specifically, autonomous AI agents really preparing to take the lead.
Uh-huh.
Moody's ratings is predicting some pretty significant strides for 2025.
Mm.
They're expecting these agents to plan, execute, and adapt tasks, all with minimal human intervention. That sounds, well, almost sci-fi. How exactly are these autonomous agents different from the AI we use now? What's the real game changer?
Yeah, that's a really crucial distinction. Think of it less like just another smart tool and maybe more like an assistant that doesn't just understand your request, but then figures out the steps needed.
Okay.
Actually executes those steps, maybe across different apps, and then learns from the result. All on its own. The game changer is that they could revolutionize industries by driving just unprecedented operational efficiencies and really turbocharge AI adoption everywhere. It's more than automation. It's about AI taking initiative.
Okay, picking initiative.
And the competition among developers is, well, it's intense. But it's not just about building the biggest model anymore. It's really shifted towards innovation in features, usability,
making it actually useful day to day.
Exactly. The performance levels of the top foundation models, they've actually sort of converged in benchmarks. They're all getting incredibly good at accuracy, handling diverse tasks, and open source models. They're adding even more pressure, pushing everyone to innovate faster.
So it's not just raw power. It's about finesse, intelligence, how it fits into our workflow. You mentioned enhancing the inference process, maybe quickly. What does that mean for us? And this talk of synthetic data.
Absolutely. So the inference process, that's basically where an AI model takes what it's learned, its training, and applies it to new data to generate a response. Making that better means making it faster, more efficient, more responsive.
Which means quicker results, lower costs for businesses?
Precisely. Quicker results, lower running costs, and synthetic data. Well, that's artificially generated data that mimics real-world data. It's used to train AI when real data is maybe scarce or sensitive.
Like medical data.
Exactly. It shows real promise in structured areas like cybersecurity, healthcare. You can train models without compromising real patient privacy, for instance. But, you know, it's not a silver bullet. It still has limitations with complex, unstructured stuff like understanding natural language, the nuances of how we talk. Still best learned from real conversations.
Okay, that makes sense. So powerful tool, but you still need that messy real-world data for like true depth. And we are seeing some striking real-world impacts already. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg planning for Meta to replace mid-level engineers with AIs this year.
Yeah, that was a big headline.
Or Coca-Cola, reinventing their Christmas ad solely using AI. Apparently, none of the shots were actually filmed on location. They're calling it an efficient way of saving time and money. It's clearly not just theory anymore, is it?
Not at all. It's a fundamental shift in how major companies are thinking. Amazon's CEO confirmed AI will replace parts of their workforce, boosting automation, efficiency. Microsoft, Klarna, similar stories.
It raises big questions about jobs, of course.
It absolutely does. But from the corporate side, that drive for efficiency is undeniable. And Microsoft, you mentioned them, they showcased some incredibly comprehensive AI stuff at Build 2025. Their whole strategy seems to be about weaving AI right into the fabric of tools people already use every day.
Which sounds smart, right? You make it like an invisible power-up, not some new program you have to learn from scratch.
Right.
What's an example?
Okay, take the Copilot AI upgrade. It's got this newfound autonomy in Windows 11, Microsoft 365. It handles tasks using semantic search, so it actually understands what you're looking for, not just keywords.
That's a leap.
It is. It feels like it's anticipating your needs, not just reacting. Then you've got their AI-powered surface devices. They're designed to, learn your habits, anticipate needs, respond faster. The integration feels natural, not forced. That's key for adoption.
Right.
And interestingly, Microsoft is actually building its own proprietary AI models now.
Really, not just using others.
Well, yes, partnering too, but building their own gives them much better control over response times, accuracy, privacy, how data is handled, and customization for specific things within their huge ecosystem.
So it's about control and optimization. What about developers? Are they seeing benefits?
Oh, absolutely. GitHub Copilot got major updates. Some are calling its debugging telepathic. Claims of cutting debugging time by up to 40%, that's a real tangible productivity boost.
Huge.
And beyond just tools, Microsoft is showing off real-world applications making a difference. AI analyzing patient data for personalized cancer treatments, processing weather data for better forecasts, providing real-time translation for hearing-impaired users.
Full impact.
Yes. And they're not doing it alone, these strategic partnerships. OpenAI, NVIDIA, even surprisingly, Elon Musk's Grok 3.5. It's like assembling the Avengers of AI,
Yeah.
each bringing unique strengths.
Ah, that's a great analogy, the AI Avengers. And speaking of powerhouses, we have to talk Google Gemini 2.5 Pro. That's being hailed as a pretty significant leap for 2025. What's setting it apart?
Gemini 2.5 Pro is definitely setting new benchmarks, particularly its memory capacity. It can handle 1 million tokens.
A million. That sounds like a lot.
It's massive. It means it can effortlessly process huge data sets like entire books or company reports and maintain incredible accuracy, like 99.7%, even at that scale. Imagine feeding it mountains of information and having it grasp the full context.
Okay, that's impressive.
And its deep research function transforms that data into simple summaries, charts, saves huge amounts of time for analysis. It even did well on that humanities last exam benchmark 18.8% score, which is impressive for AI, and it's number one on the Elmarina leaderboard.
That memory capacity alone sounds like a game changer for anyone dealing with big info loads. What about like creative stuff or practical uses beyond data crunching?
Yeah, that's where Gemini Canvas comes in. It's multimodal, lets you seamlessly mix text, pictures, sounds. Think of it like a dynamic whiteboard where AI helps you brainstorm and execute across different media. Very cool for creative and professional work.
Nice.
And for coders, its ability to write clean code, fix errors. It's completing something like 68.6% of full code edits. The business impact is already showing too. Online stores using it, seeing 47% more visitors, 32% better sales. Content creators, 89% more featured snippets, 63% reduction in bounce rates.
Wow. So these aren't just lab results. This is measurable business improvement.
Exactly. Direct user empowerment, real business results.
So zooming out again, the broader AI landscape, it really feels like we're heading towards this AI divide for businesses in 2025. Embrace it and thrive,
Yeah.
or get left behind. But apparently over 90% of companies still need guidance.
That tells us AI is absolutely splitting the industry. Its importance for productivity cannot be overstated. Think JP Morgan Chase checking 12,000 contracts in seconds. Seconds. That would take humans ages.
Unbelievable.
But here's the crucial insight, I think. AI works best when it's teamed with human skills. Doctors using AI to spot cancer faster in scans, analysts using AI to sift market data for better decisions.
So augmentation, not just replacement.
Right. It's not AI replacing humans entirely in these complex roles, it's augmenting them. And this leads to the idea of AI evolving to provide results as a service.
Or AAS.
Results as a service. That's interesting. What's the distinction there?
Well, RAS is a pretty significant shift. Instead of just giving you data or a tool, AI's results as a service means the AI itself delivers the finished, actionable answer, maybe even with recommendations.
Give me an example. Okay, so instead of just analyzing sales data, it might actively suggest increase marketing spend in region checks by 15% for a projected 5% sales boost. And here's the reasoning. It delivers the value directly to the business user, makes AI more of a strategic partner.
Got it. A clear differentiator. Okay, from the cutting edge of AI, let's shift gears. Something even more mind-bending. Quantum physics breakthroughs.
Ah, yes. Buckle up.
Exactly. Here's where it gets really interesting, how science is reshaping not just computing, but maybe our whole understanding of reality.
We're seeing some truly foundational stuff. Take China's Zhuzhang supercomputer, 76 qubit, photon-based. It did, reportedly, 2.6 billion years worth of computation in just 4 minutes.
That number just doesn't compute.
Yeah.
Literally. How?
It uses a specific quantum method, Gaussian boson sampling. Without getting too physicsy, it's incredibly good at solving certain complex math problems, like designing new molecules or materials way beyond traditional supercomputers.
Okay.
Then there's Microsoft's Majorana 1 chip, first quantum chip with this new topological core architecture.
Topological core architecture?
Yeah.
Sounds intense. What does that mean for reliability? These things are famously unstable, right?
Great question. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Think of it like building quantum computers on a fundamentally more stable foundation. This architecture uses something called a topoconductor, stay with me, to produce more reliable, scalable qubits, the basic building block.
We did spring.
By making them less prone to errors from noise from the environment. So it means we're getting closer to practical quantum computing much faster, solving meaningful industrial problems in years, maybe, not decades.
A huge shift.
And Quantinuum and Microsoft back in 2024, they actually created highly dependable logical qubits, basically using multiple physical qubits to make one super reliable one. This dramatically lowers error rates, huge implications for drug discovery, sustainable energy materials, complex financial models. Modeling.
So we're moving from shaky experiments to something potentially useful for real industries.
Mm.
And quantum teleportation, is that really happening?
Yeah.
Like, beam me up, Scotty.
Huh. Well, not quite like that. One source definitely reminds us human teleportation is pure science fantasy. But yes, in a quantum sense, Oxford researchers successfully teleported quantum information specifically. Logical quantum gates between separate processors on a quantum supercomputer.
Information, not matter.
Exactly. It's about instantly moving quantum states, which is critical for building larger interconnected quantum networks. And even Google's advances here, they have massive implications for cybersecurity. Quantum computers could potentially break current encryption methods.
Which means we need new quantum-resistant encryption. A whole new arms race.
Pretty much. It's reshaping cryptography standards as we speak.
Incredible. And it goes beyond just computing, right? Quantum physics is revealing, well, completely new aspects of reality itself.
Oh, absolutely. Mind-bending stuff. Physicists created the world's first-time quasicrystal. Inside a diamond, no less. It's a new phase of matter structured in time, not space.
Structured in time. I can barely wrap my head around that.
It's wild. And they found a new particle, semi-Dirac fermions, in a material called Ziorces. It's massless moving one way, but gains mass moving another way. Challenges our basic understanding of mass and energy, could lead to revolutionary applications, maybe like graphene did.
Wow.
And yes, scientists successfully turned light into solid matter, an astonishing breakthrough, plus an experiment where they engineered a photon that exists in 37 dimensions, pushing the limits of quantum mechanics.
37 dimensions. Okay. What does this all mean for how we think about reality?
Well, you hear explanations like Neil deGrasse Tyson saying quantum tunneling is like the universe teleporting particles past barriers and pretending like it never happened. It's weird.
Quirky but memorable.
Right. And it brings us back to quantum entanglement, Einstein's spooky action at a distance. Linked particles affecting each other instantly no matter how far apart. It challenges our whole notion of local reality.
Still baffling after all these years.
It is. And then Brian Talks suggests the universe itself might behave like a quantum computer. These are the frontiers. Concepts like negative time or the universe as a simulation. They're more speculative, sure, but they grow out of these same bizarre quantum findings. Mm-hmm. Makes you really ponder the fabric of existence.
It really does. Okay, from the fabric of existence, let's shift gears slightly to connectivity. 6G.
Right. And XG.
While 5G is still rolling out and maturing, 6G development is accelerating. A whole new era of digital evolution. What can we expect, realistically, by 2025? Even if it's still early days.
Even in development, 6G promises truly hyperspeed connectivity. They're talking maybe 100 times faster than 5G.
100 times.
Yeah. Think truly instantaneous communication, seamless ultra HD streaming, transmitting massive scientific data sets without a hiccup. Like real-time holographic meetings with zero lag.
Okay, holograms. Now we're talking sci-fi again.
It's getting there. But beyond just speed, 6G networks will be intelligent, built-in AI. So the network itself can make decisions in real time, optimize data flow, predict user behavior, making it more energy efficient, more reliable.
So a smarter network, not just faster. And security.
Yeah.
With all that data flying around.
Security and privacy are designed to take a massive leap. We're expecting enhanced encryption, maybe even quantum communication features. better identity protection.
Yeah.
Really vital for finance, healthcare, sensitive sectors.
Good to hear.
It'll also enable truly seamless XR extended reality. Ultra smooth, highly immersive, augmented, virtual, mixed reality for gaming, education, collaboration. Imagine feeling like you're really in the same room as someone across the globe. Physical presence becomes less of a barrier.
That could completely change remote work and interaction. Yeah. What about all the things the IoT devices?
Right. 6G will be the backbone for massive IoT ecosystems, handling huge data volumes with near zero delay. Smart homes, autonomous vehicles, whole smart cities. It's the invisible infrastructure making everything smart, responsive, connected.
So it underpins a lot of other future tech.
Absolutely. And for remote work and education, think real-time holographic meetings. As I said, AI-driven collaboration tools, uninterrupted virtual classrooms, more dynamic, more productive remote environments. Now, timeline, initial trials, maybe late 2020s, commercial rollout. Probably early 2030s.
So it's on the horizon, but the groundwork is being laid now.
Exactly. Foundational work is happening right now.
Okay. So let's pull back to the big picture. The overall tech industry outlook for 2025. We're seeing some serious growth predictions, right? Global IT spending projected up 9.3% in 2025, reaching $5.74 trillion.
Staggering numbers. It's huge. And a lot of that growth. Driven by focused investments, generative AI is key, especially the supply-side infrastructure, the powerful hardware needed to run these models.
The picks and shovels of the AI gold rush.
Kind of, yeah. Cybersecurity is also massive. 53% of organizations call it a top priority. And cloud computing continues its expansion, of course.
Makes sense.
But interestingly, even with all this spending, 92% of companies also plan cost-saving measures in 2025, like getting rid of redundant infrastructure. So it's strategic spending, not just throwing money around.
A balance, investment, but also efficiency. What about global confidence? Is everyone equally bullish on tech investment?
Not quite uniformly. It looks like a bit of a mixed picture. Businesses in the EU seem a bit more cautious, while the US shows a stronger willingness to invest right now.
Interesting regional difference.
And the most important technologies for companies in 2025, AI is still number one, followed closely by renewable energy and robotics. Widely adopted stuff already includes 5G, 54%, open source software, 51%, IT automation, 50%.
And anything specific for Australia, since we're Kinsoft?
Ah, yes. Couple of relevant points. Amazon AWS is planning a huge investment, AU $20 billion in Australian data center expansion between 2025 and 2029. That's a major commitment.
Definitely signals long-term confidence here.
And another positive note, Australian businesses have apparently improved their average cyber attack recovery time by 38%. That's a significant jump in resilience. Shows focus is paying off.
That is good news. Okay, what a fascinating landscape, bridging global trends and local specifics. So
yeah.
Bringing it back to you, our listener, what stands out to you from all this, all these incredible advancements? How do you see these shifts impacting your life, your work, your decisions? I mean, the speed technology is integrating into everything. It's just remarkable.
Yeah, and if we connect it all back, the big picture really highlights that the future isn't just, you know, coming someday. It's actively being built right now with these foundational technologies, AI, quantum, next-gen connectivity. Understanding these shifts, it's not just about curiosity anymore. It's really about empowerment.
Empowerment, good word.
Empowerment to adapt, to innovate, maybe even thrive in this increasingly tech-driven world we're all living in.
Absolutely. Well, that was an incredible deep dive. Cutting-edge AI, mind-bending quantum physics, the future with 6G. We really hope you feel more informed, maybe a little bit inspired, perhaps slightly bewildered by the possibilities ahead.
A healthy mix is good.
Exactly. And as we wrap up, here's a thought. If quantum physics hints that our consciousness might, you know, collapse possibilities into different timelines, how might these rapid advances in AI and 6G influence the timelines we choose to create, personally, professionally? Something to ponder.
Deep thought to end on.
Why not? And of course, if today's deep dive sparked any ideas for your own businesses, IT, or security needs, maybe how these emerging technologies could give you an edge, we definitely encourage you to visit www.kinsoft.com.au. Let's talk about how they can be leveraged for your advantage.
Absolutely. There's always more to learn, and we look forward to exploring it with you next time.